Good morning, sir. And what is your name, sir?
Oscar Mauser.
Okay, M-A-V-A-S-H-E-V. Honorable Mr. Johnson, to serve as your lead, so just hold on, he'll be right with you, sir.
Good morning, sir. Could you please state your full name, your ADC number for us, please?
My name is Arthur Mavashev, ADC number 306037.
Okay. Mr. Mavashev, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce the board members conducting your hearing this morning. To my far left is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel chair this morning, sir. Also with us this morning, representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole office, is Mr. Turner, sir. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that advised you of your hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form?
Will you repeat the question? English is my second language, so I have a hard time sometimes to understand.
Okay, no problem at all. But any time you don't understand, sir, just ask and do just as you did, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a form that notified you that you were going to have this hearing today. Do you recall signing and receiving that form?
Yes, I did.
On that form, sir, it had notified you that you had the right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Obviously, I'm representing myself.
Okay. At this time, sir, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Okay, so your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will determine whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read the allegation to you, I need you to state whether it's true or false, okay?
Yes, sir.
The allegation on the warrant states that your violation of Arizona Conditions of Supervision number 3 as demonstrated by your changing your place of residence from 5306 West State Avenue in Glendale on or about July 28, 2018 without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Says that your whereabouts are unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. So is that true or false?
That's not absolutely true. That's not the right date.
What's not true?
And I wasn't absconding, and I just left the residence, but not the day it was saying, and I didn't let my PO know, but I had a meeting with him at 8:09, and I was about to go and see him that day and ask him to place me in a halfway house.
Okay, so you did leave that residence, so that's true then, and we'll discuss it further when we get to phase two, okay?
Yes.
All right. Alright, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Marcus went to Lincoln as he did violate the terms and conditions of his prison, that he may have lapses of about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second, agree.
Motion by myself. Second, Mr. Neal. Agree, Dr. Wright. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of the hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to roll some information with you, Mr. Marvis, and then we'll let you provide any information you'd like to provide to the board, okay? Mr. Turner.
Manashev was released from ADC custody on 7/13/2018, and on 8/6/2018 by ADC. No new charges are noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 8/6/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 124/2019 with 9 abscond days. Current conviction, 2012, aggravated assault, 3 years, 6 months. No prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 4.3. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 1. No STG information noted. There is no prior term of supervision. Disciplinary is moderate with promoting contraband, disorderly conduct, threatening, and tampering with the security device. On 8/23/18, after his return to custody, the offender did receive a disciplinary that is currently pending for disobeying order. Other arrests, there were other charges, however, they were dismissed or not filed. He has a GV score of G1, V2.
Mr. Marson, when you were released, you had that placement. You were directed to establish residence at 5306 West State Avenue in Glendale. Then it looks like on July 13th, you established residence as directed. However, later on July 28th, you moved from the established residence without the parole officer's permission. Why did you move from that address, sir?
Okay, I have an argument almost every day with my brother-in-law because he didn't know when his older son was going to come out from immigration prison. And him and his son was giving me a hard time. I said, why did you tell the parole that didn't allow me to stay here? I mean, I would have lost my PO and I would have gone to the halfway house. I mean, right now I cannot leave, but it comes to the point. Then it was, you know, the argument was escalating every day more and more. And I couldn't take it no more. And I had no money, I had no phone. So that's why I couldn't take this abuse no more. And so it would have escalated even more than that. I moved out. And I seriously planning, I knew I was doing something wrong, but I seriously planning to talk to my parole officer about for me to go to the halfway house. And I didn't know that he was looking for me, and I was sitting with my friend on the canal, and I was fishing when I was about to check my daughter, and I knew by accident that my parole officer was looking for me. She told me, "Daddy, the parole officer is looking for you." And I called him right away the same day on Saturday. It was Saturday 08/04. I called him at night and I told him, I'm not scouting, I'll be at your office on Monday or 0806 between 9 and 12 o'clock. And that's why I went straight to his office. And that's where he already issued the warrant and they already, you know, arrested me. But I wasn't scouting, and I've been honest with it.
So where did you go stay when you bring from the brothers?
I went to my friend Chris. Yeah. If you need his address, I'll give you his address, you know.
And how long did you stay at your friend's house?
No more than a week.
And
I knew my meeting with the parole officer was on 8/9. She told me at 9 o'clock. So when I told my friend, I told him I'm gonna go live in halfway house after I'm gonna see my parole officer because I cannot take it no more. But obviously it was too late because he was already looking for me.
So why didn't you tell the parole officer about these problems you had with your brother before you moved out?
To be honest with you, I didn't have a phone. I was frustrated. I was only looking for the place to stay for a couple of nights before I'll see my parole officer.
Mr. Turner, does it say anybody that's statutes is trying to communicate with the parole officer?
No, I'll read a couple of notes. On 8/3/2018, the parole officer, after was indicated that he had absconded, spoke with the offender sponsor, Arthur Matador, stated the offender moved out on 7/28/2018. He does not know the offender's whereabouts. On 8/3 the same day, Parole Officer Wade spoke with the offender's daughter, this is on an Ames visitation screen. She had not heard from her father and doesn't know where his whereabouts are. On 8-6-2018, the offender did report to the office and indicated that he had been staying at a friend's house since 7-28-18. Offender indicated he has been using methamphetamines and refused to go to his mental health treatment as directed. Offender stated he had been staying with his friend Chris, but could not remember his friend's last name, even though he had known him for over 10 years. The offender was then arrested in the office. So there's nothing indicating that there was any communication between him and his parole officer from the point that he moved out of his approved residence and the day that he came in.
Mr. Marcus, I'm trying to understand, sir, why you didn't contact your PO when you moved out. I do understand the issue with your brother, but why you didn't contact your PO before you left?
I totally forgot about it.
Okay. So I'm going to sit
for... Believe me, I wasn't trying to abscond because, as I called him Saturday, I showed up on Monday night, the next Monday. I told him I'll be there between 9 and 12.
Okay, let me see.
I was there between 9 and 12.
Let me see if the board has any additional questions for you. All right. Can I send any additional questions coming from the board, Mr. Marshall? Okay. So, we're going to go into discussion. Now the board's in discussion. I'm going to need you to remain silent, however, stay on the line so you can hear the discussion taking place amongst the board, okay? But prior to going into discussion, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board, sir, without repeating yourself?
Okay.
The board's now into discussion. Mr. Marshall says that he's had a problem with his brother and I have an argument with him and he decided to move out and says he knew he was doing wrong, but he just couldn't stay there with his brother any longer. Moved out with his friend and said that he just either forgot or didn't think of telling his PO that he had moved out, although he knew he had done one. Based on, you know, the conversation and information and the warrant, Mr. Marshall will be released on January 24th, 2019, at which time he won't be on any community supervision or parole. And he'll be able to move about freely as he has. So I'm not supportive of putting Mr. Marshall back on community supervision at this time.
I agree.
Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Marshall, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and lapsed about to lapse into criminal ways of conduct as a result of conduct for 9 days and moved out from his authorized residence.
Second. Green.
Motion by myself. Second, Dr. Wright. Agree, Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Marshall, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, so you will be released on January 24th of 2019, which is a few months away. When you're released, sir, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. You won't have to report to a parole officer or report for any supervision at that time, okay? That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, so I do want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board. Would you just set the phone down so the next person could come in, sir? Mr. Marcy?